You're tuning to Cumberland's Best Variety. This is Magic 100.5. I'm Amanda Mangan here with you, and I've got a very special guest on the line with me, and that's Angie Barnett. She's the president and CEO of the Maryland Better Business Bureau. 'Tis the season to be giving, definitely, and a lot of people give to charities, especially around the holidays. Now, there are some things to be wary of and to watch out for. Is that right, Angie?
That is so right. Despite the economic times, you know, people still say they want to give, they're going to try to give, they just may not be giving as much. And we also know all those nonprofits out there are really hurting from the economic downturn, so they really are out there asking for, you know, your listeners to make good contributions. I think what we want to look for, and our advice is, when you're giving to a charity that you're not familiar with, somebody new approaches you, and you know, and that sometimes is the first question you might ask yourself when totally unsolicited you start hearing from a charity. You want to ask a lot of questions to help you sort through the good guys from the bad guys. First thing you want to do is ask about details, the nature of the programs, the use of their funds, where they're located, how many employees they have, and most importantly, you want to try to make sure that they are registered in the state as a nonprofit, and ask them, you know, questions about the paperwork that they must file with the IRS. Those are called 990s. If they do all of those things, that gives you a sigh of relief that they are legitimate. But you first want to begin when it's unfamiliar. Ask those questions and get those details about them.
Now, what are some of the other things that people need to watch out for and be careful for? Is there anything else in particular?
Well, a couple of things. I don't know about you, but I get things, you know, like mailing address labels. I get free stuff. And you might feel that it's pressured that you've got to contribute because they sent you something. Again, by law, when they send you those things and it's unsolicited, if it's free stuff, it's free stuff. They cannot send you something and demand or expect that you pay for it when you did not order it. And that's something we typically do. I think the holiday times, it's high-pressure sales techniques. It's people really wanting you to make fast, hard decisions. Give now. And when you're approached by that type of salesperson, whether it's on the phone or face-to-face while you're out shopping, make sure you don't give in to that kind of pressure. Walk away. If they really want you to give, they're going to give you information so you can research them, and they'll take your money tomorrow. So it doesn't always have to be today. And I just don't like it when people feel pressured and they have some regrets. So checking it out, making sure that they are a legitimate nonprofit, you know, that they file all the right paperwork. Oh, I know another one, fundraisers. When sometimes nonprofits will hire fundraisers to generate revenue for them, but you might find out that 90 cents of every dollar goes to that fundraiser. Very little goes to that nonprofit. So that's another question to ask is, you know, are you a fundraiser? Are you employed by the nonprofit? If they're a fundraiser, really getting down to the bottom line, how much out of every dollar do I give does the nonprofit actually get? So those are great things to look at, and most importantly, if they're legit, they're going to take time, answer your questions. If they're not, they're either going to hang up on you or go away.
And do you tend to see a little bit more of this around the holidays?
Absolutely. You know, two times you see it's when disasters strike, and that's when your bogus websites, your bogus nonprofits pop up because they are preying on people who want to help at a time of disaster, and then, of course, the holidays. And, you know, it's not a bad thing, but sometimes we're driven because we can actually get some kind of tax credit. You know, we can claim it on our taxes when we give at the end of the year if you've got a little bit of money to give. So it's a good time to be thinking about it for that purpose, but we still want to be warm-hearted and making sure we're asking smart-minded questions before we make those contributions that could be a ripoff.
And you guys have a list on your website, right, of some charities that might be red flagged as being bogus?
Absolutely. One of the things we have, our website's totally dedicated to, and under the consumer section, to the Wise Giving Alliance. It has tips, questions to ask, and it lists national nonprofits across the U.S., and I believe, and possibly in Canada, it lists nonprofits there that are the BBB has either looked into and approved or may want to give you pause for concern. So the BBB.org, Wise Giving Alliance, listed under For Consumer Services, it is a great resource as you're deciding where to spend that extra money for nonprofits.
Well, thanks again so much for your time, Angie. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having us on, Amanda. We really appreciate it as well.
We're happy to get that info out. Back to the music now, right here on Cumberland's Best Variety. This is Magic 100.5.